So praise God. We thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to His Word. And we have been looking at spiritual gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And today we are going to continue reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So we are going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we are looking at the spiritual gifts. Yesterday, we started looking at two of the spiritual gifts, which is the gift of wisdom, word of wisdom, and the gift of word of knowledge. And remember, we said that all these are manifestations of the Spirit of God. When we say manifestation, it means that God gives an evidence of His Spirit in your life. Now, that evidence is available for the glory of God, for God to be glorified, but also the manifestation is a confirmation to you that God is in you. You understand? So when we say the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone, to all, for the profit of all, so to each and every person, God has given the evidence or the manifestation of the Spirit. So, as we say, there are nine gifts that we are looking at, and out of these nine gifts, at a minimum, God has given each and every one of us at least one gift of the Holy Spirit. But it does not mean that God cannot give us all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit can be given to us by the Holy Spirit, but it is the Holy Spirit that chooses who to give this gift, who not to give this gift, because God knows our hearts. He knows what we can do for the kingdom of God. There is this story in Matthew 25 that is about the parable of the servants, a master who went away and gave talents, gifts to his servants. One he gave five gifts, another he gave two gifts, another he gave one gift, each according to their own ability. But at the end of the period, when he came back, he expected them to have profit or to have gotten something in return from what he gave them. So the servant who was given five gifts, he made five more. So he brought back 10. And the master told him, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The servant who had two came back with another two. And the master told him, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But the one who was given one did nothing with it. And he went and hid it under the ground, buried it, and he returned the same talent to the master. And the master was not happy. He called him wicked and lazy servant. So each one is given a gift by God according to their own ability, but God expects a return from it. Now, the more you exercise the gifts that God has given you, the more they grow, the more you grow in sharpness, the more you grow in discernment, the more you grow in understanding. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit serve a purpose of showing God, of revealing God. You know, we always say manifest, make that which is hidden to be known. Now, God wants Him to be known. Christ wants to be known, but He will only be known by the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, we said there are nine gifts that are listed here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the nine gifts, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles by the same Spirit, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each and every one of them." And we are saying that we are able to classify these gifts into three, the nine. Gifts of revelation, which is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, distinguishing of spirits. Gifts of powers, which is faith, miracles, and healing. and then gifts of speech or vocal gifts, which is tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. So yesterday we looked at two gifts. We looked at the word of wisdom and we looked at the word of knowledge. These are under the gifts of revelation. Today we are going to look at the discerning of spirits or the distinguishing of spirits, which is the third gift of revelation. Now, it is very important that just to remind you that the word of knowledge is information, spiritual information that God gives. Now, God would want you to not walk in darkness. Now, for example, there was a time that I wanted to, you know, like God can reveal something. When I say revealing something is that God can give you a dream. Now, in that dream, he shows you danger is coming. Now, that is information that you did not know, but God has revealed it. And so, gift of word of knowledge is information, but gift of word of wisdom is direction. Word of wisdom is where you are stuck between a decision and you ask God, you pray to God, you say, God, I don't know what to do. How can I move forward? And when you ask that, then God will tell you, do this. And we said in the Bible, there are examples of that. There are times where the church faced a specific problem. They did not know what to do, but they prayed and then they discussed and then someone gave the direction. Let us do this. This is how we should guide. And it healed the church. So when that happened, the word of wisdom was applied. So you will find that even if you look at your life, anyone that God has given the word of wisdom will find that they are very effective, be it in business, be it in, you know, in their family, because God has given them wisdom, specific wisdom. And that the word there says it's a word. And remember, this is supernatural. This is not something that you are taught. This is not something that you went to school, but it is something that comes in that very moment, and God enables you to be able to make a direction. And God confirms it, and it is a word of wisdom. Now, we are going to look at the third aspect of the gifts of revelation, and that is the gifts of discerning of spirits. And that is from verse 10, where it says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, another, discerning of spirits. Now, when you say, look at this word discerning, it actually means to distinguish or to judge spirits. Now, one of the things that you have to know, the Bible tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against forces of darkness of this dark world. Now, it tells us that there is a spiritual world and there is also a physical world. When we are on the earth, there are spirits that we interact with. And it is important to be able to discern them or to distinguish them. In fact, 1 John chapter 4 tells us, verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So we are told that we need to distinguish this. Do not believe every spirit. So someone will come and start maybe to prophesy, but or to preach someone. But it is not everyone that is saying the right thing is speaking from the Spirit of God. And this is very important. This is a gift that God is able to give each and every one of us to be able to discern or to distinguish spirit. So the purpose of the gift is that it removes that which is hidden. You know, it uncovers the veil, because the spiritual world is hidden from our eyes. We may not be able to see it with our physical eyes, but we can see the effect. It enables us to see as God sees. So when you think of the gift of discernment of spirits, remember, Think of the example when Samuel was going to anoint a king, you know, and he wanted to anoint David. But then when the sons of, you know, of Jesse were brought forward, Samuel saw one of the firstborn son. He saw he was tall and said, surely the Lord's anointed stands. But what did God say? God said that this one I have not chosen, because man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So it is being able to see how God sees. This is now the gift of discerning of spirits. So now, what does it mean? It is necessary to protect us even from deception. And that's why we said you need to test every spirit, because not every spirit that is in the world is of God. So it's not everyone that has the right spirit. So by the wisdom of God, or by the gift of revelation, of discernment of spirits, then you can be able to say, this one I will follow, this one I will not follow. And that is very important as a child of God. And also the discernment of spirits will also help you to discern people's problems. Because someone can be speaking to you and you know, maybe they are saying one thing, but their heart is meaning another thing. So that is very important. Now, there are four kinds of spirits that we interact with on the earth as human beings. Number one is the Holy Spirit. So God is telling us that you need to be able to discern the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. When He wants to speak to you, are you able to know that God is speaking to you at this point? Number two, also, we need to be able to discern angels, because angels, the Bible tells us, they are ministering spirits sent to those to serve those who inherit salvation. Hebrews 1:14. So angels are ministering spirits. That means they are spirits, they are God sends them to help us, to protect us. And it is possible for angels to come and deliver messages, even from the word of God. We were able to see how God sent the angel Gabriel to give a message, you know, to Mary, that she will have a child and the child will be called Jesus. Then apart from angels, there are also other demons or unclean spirits or evil spirits that are on the earth. So someone might come and you think that this person has the Holy Spirit, but yet this person has an evil spirit, has a demonic spirit. And when you encounter this, you need to be able to discern it and you need to be able to cast it out. Then number four, we also have the human spirit. So there are four kinds of spirit. That is the spirit of man. So we have the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of God. We have the angels, which are the spirits, ministering spirits that are sent by God to help us. Then we have the evil spirits or unclean spirits or demons, which are also wicked spirits and the devil. And then we also have the spirit of man. So when the gift of distinguishing of spirits or discerning of spirits, it's a gift that is going to help you to be able to tell the difference between the spirits that people preach with. Now, let us look at the first examples of discerning of the spirit of man. That is discernment of the spirit of man. The first example we can see is of Jesus, how he was able to discern the spirit of Nathanael. Now, when Jesus was calling his disciples, he called, you know, Peter and then there was also one of the disciples called Philip, who Philip went and looked for his brother called Nathanael. Now when Nathanael comes to Jesus in John chapter 1 verse 47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit, in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. So in John chapter 1, that is John chapter 1 verse 47, Jesus saw Nathanael and he told him, you are an Israelite in whom there is no deception. That means you don't lie. You don't lie at all. The way I've seen you, you are an honest person. And Nathanael asked, how did you know me? Then Jesus said, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. So Jesus was able to discern the spirit of Nathanael, the spirit of a man. So that aspect is very important, because you're going to meet very many kinds of human beings. There are those who are going to be wicked, want to steal from you. There are those who just want to take advantage of you. There are those who just use you. Through them, they see you as a, you know, money-making machine. So it is important for you to be able to discern the spirits of human beings, because some people actually do not have the right spirit. They come like wolves in sheep clothing. Number two, you need to be able to discern angels. And an example of that is Paul. Paul was in Acts chapter 27, verse 23 says, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve. So Paul was going through a storm, but he was able to discern that an angel had come to him to give him a message. Now, each and every day we interact with angels, and we might not even know that angels are with us. Now, I can give an example. Let's say you wanted to go out somewhere, and you cannot find your keys. And purposely, God has used an angel to hide that key. So you're going, you're looking. And by the time the problem ahead is solved, then you can find your key. Then you go. So you are late, but your lateness was guided by angels to ensure that you actually reach, you delay where you're going. Now, there are many times that God can even send angels. And at times, angels come in human form. They can come like a human being to help us, to just protect us from trouble. Someone just starts speaking to you, guiding you, and you never see this person again. That was an angel that God sent. At that point, you may not have realized he was an angel, but later on, when you think about it, you know that this person who helped me, this person who spoke to me in a car, this person who guided this was actually an angel. So when you discern that, then you know this is the spirit of discernment of angels. Number three, we also need to be able to discern evil spirits. And this example you can see in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 19, where the Bible says, now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed by a spirit of divination, which is a spirit of witchcraft, met us, and she had brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her that very hour. So there was a slave girl. She was having a spirit of divination, which is a spirit that gives people information about their future by using evil spirit. Now, what she was saying was right. She was saying, these are servants of God. You would have thought that by saying the right thing, someone is actually correct. But you see, the source is what determines the correctness. The source of her information was from the demons, from the evil spirits. And Paul discerned that, and he became angry in his spirit, and he cast out that evil spirit. Now, that is discerning of evil spirits. So we need to be able to discern the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He teaches us. When you pray, God gives you. How does the Holy Spirit speak to us? He speaks to us mostly through scriptures. You just don't know what to do. Then the Holy Spirit gives you a song. And as you start singing that song, that is the answer. Maybe you're in a dream. The Holy Spirit reveals a dream. Maybe you hear his voice. The Holy Spirit is able to walk with us each and every day, and every mature believer will learn to be taught by the Holy Spirit, will learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. So we have learned that a discerning of spirits is to distinguish spirits, is to be able to tell the difference, because we are in a spiritual world. Although we live in a physical world, we are surrounded by the spiritual world and we interact with spirits on a daily basis. So it is very important that God expects us to be able to distinguish spirits. So I'm going to stop here and I pray that God will give us understanding. And if there are questions, my brother, you're welcome if you have a question. Do you have a question? Okay, if there's no question, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, we worship your holy name. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your hand and power. Thank you for speaking with us today, that, Lord, you've helped us to understand the distinguishing of spirits. And indeed, you have said in your word that we should not believe every spirit, that many spirits have gone out and some are not of you, O God. I pray for wisdom that even when you encounter the spirits of men, the spirits of angels, the Holy Spirit, and even evil spirits, we are able to distinguish them. We shall not be led astray, because we know that the enemy masquerades as an angel of light, looking for someone to deceive, O God. I pray for understanding, for open hearts, for open thoughts, that we shall be able to grow in understanding, to hear your voice, to be taught by you, and to be led by you, O God. This day, cover us, protect us, watch over us, be our shield and our portion in everything that we do. May your hand and power direct us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. We pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed day ahead. Bye.